And joining me today is Jeff Zimprich, who's the NRCS State Conservationist in Huron. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you today, Chuck?
Well, I'm pretty good, and I guess working with the NRCS, and we're seeing in the spring, we're getting rain, we're getting water, we got water holes, we got potholes, we got flooding. Every once in a while, we get water like this, and we say, what do we got?
Exactly. You know, it's water is an amazing resource. It's, you know, it's kind of a funny thing. If I go to a meeting and if I ask a group of farmers, even if I ask a group of our young people, and I'll ask them, you know, what's our number one limiting resource in agriculture, they'll always say water. And but when you think about that, there's people that at some times of the year are going to say, I got too much water, I don't want it, I want to get rid of it. And then there's times of the year when we're going, I don't have enough, and I need a shower, and, you know, rain and all that. And so you look across our state, you know, last year we had significant portions of our state in severe drought, and the governor had the drought task force going. And now this year, because of some winter moisture, snow melt that we had, we've got excess water setting places. So it's an interesting commodity, super, super important to agriculture, but yet we never get just the right amount at a time. So I think that leads to a lot of questions with producers. And I think that we're finding some producers out there on the landscape that are trying unique things to manage their water and kind of do it different. And then we've got producers that are still asking us questions about drainage and determinations for wetlands and things like that. So it's an interesting thing, and I think we're going to learn a lot more about it in the future as we move forward.
Well, you know, as we start talking about water, South Dakota always seems to have a water issue. It's just like it's every year. Like you said, either too much or not enough. But wetlands, that's always a topic that people say, what is a wetland? What actually is a wetland considered?
You bet, and that's a great question. I'll tell you what, not a simple one to answer. You know, a very technical thing. But what I would say is, in general, what we at NRCS talk about with wetlands are areas that have hydric soils. And when we say hydric, we mean the word soils that formed under wet conditions. We talk about areas that are saturated or inundated. That means they've got enough water to where they're saturated, or maybe there's even water standing on top, right? And there's enough of that at a frequency long enough that it will actually support vegetation. And then the last part of that is that under normal conditions, that site would have wetland plants, wetland vegetation. And those are the three factors that we look for at NRCS when we are involved in making our wetland determinations across South Dakota.
Now, if someone sees a pond out there, puddle or a pothole, what we call, and they want to drain it with a tile, can they drain it, or do they have to get a determination on that if it's a wetland, or what if one neighbor does it and the other one doesn't?
You bet. Great questions. You know, the bottom line of it is that I would always say that they need to stop in and check at their local NRCS office, the local Farm Service Agency office, and find out the current status. Now, what we can do is they can describe to us the area of interest, their field that they're interested in. They can point to an area, and then we can do a couple things. One is we can determine if we've already done a determination for that site. If we have, we can give them that. We've been doing this work for quite a while, so sometimes land could be rented by a new person, might even be owned by a new person. There might have been a determination done already, and we can just find out if there's one existing. If there's not, then we can go through that process to start to complete that determination. And we've got staff on board to do that. We're in a way better situation today, Chuck, than we were a few years ago when we were way behind on the amount of work. There was a lot of backlog. So our people now are being able to get out and complete a majority of our determinations in the matter of a month or two. You know, I mean, we're kind of making a commitment that nobody will have to wait more than one season. And what we mean by that is if a determination request came in, say, during the winter, we would try to get that done before spring, but by fall for sure. And then if something came in the middle of the summer, when there are crops in the field, we try to get it done by fall, but we'd commit to spring for sure. So sometimes we need a field season when we can get into the field and see the site. And so that's kind of the bottom line. But what we always want to do is check to make sure that our job, right, is we want to make sure that people remain eligible for USDA programs. We want to help people have all the best technical information. And so our answer is always check.
So if they want to go put a tile drain in or something, they might want to check first to make sure it's not considered a wetland?
Exactly. And then if the area is considered a wetland, then our people can explain to them what they could do, what are the opportunities to how close can they tile to that area. We call those things setback distances so that they won't have an impact on that wetland. And then the other thing we can talk with them about is mitigation. And there are guidelines and processes in place to say, well, I've got this wetland, and it's in a spot where it really impacts my operation. And I wonder if I could move that to another part of my operation. And also, we're working with partners in South Dakota actually to develop wetland mitigation banks, which would allow a person to kind of buy credits in a bank where the wetland on their farm is being compensated for by wetlands somewhere else in the area.
I think that was passed by the legislature a year or two ago, wasn't it?
Well, it's actually a federal law.
Okay.
Or federal, it's been in the program for a long time. But what happened in South Dakota that moved it along is, number one, I give a lot of credit out to some of our key partners, and one of those groups that really has stepped up to work on that is South Dakota Farm Bureau. And South Dakota Farm Bureau applied for and received from NRCS a grant to actually start wetland mitigation banks in our state.
Okay.
And they are moving ahead with that and making some good progress. So we're real optimistic that that's a reality that's going to be available for producers in South Dakota. And I think that will help producers find a path forward.
Once in a while, we see guys cleaning out a drainage ditch, or sometimes they have to replace a tile, but more cleaning out a drainage ditch. Do they have to get that checked as far as if they already have one there?
Well, what we do, again, is just ask them to make sure and check with us to make sure what the determination is and that they understand that, and then a little bit of that would be depending on how it had been classified. So it's kind of like the same thing we talked about back on that a pothole and maybe an area that a producer was interested in draining. Check in, make sure you know what the determination is. We can even work with them on kind of a plan to clean out some of those areas. And I just want to make sure that producers do it in a way that nobody, impacts their eligibility at all for USDA program benefits.
Now, when you're talking about eligibility, if they would go out and drain say they didn't check and they drained it and that was a wetland, they would be subject to fine or limitation on USDA programs?
Yeah, it could impact their eligibility at USDA programs. That's kind of the part of the law that the Farm Service Agency works with NRCS on. We're the technical agency. We work on the wetland determination side, but that's where the Farm Service Agency would get involved. There's usually ways to work through those processes and restore those if those are done, unintentionally. But the key of it is it's better, way better to know up front and kind of make sure that we work on that ahead of time, and I think that's exciting. The other thing that's going on in the countryside that's neat with producers is, as producers look at this water out there, we're having some producers that are trying to figure out, better ways to deal with that. So you hear, I'm sure you do, Chuck, as you mm-hmm. drive around, a lot of talk about soil health practices, mm-hmm. And things like that. And so we're seeing producers now that are using cover crops and a combination of practices, including no-till farming and some things like that to really improve the health of their soil. And what they're seeing is like a lot of that water that they were often viewing as a negative before, infiltrating into their soil. Hopefully their soil in the future can hold on to it more and provide it back to the crop in July and August when the crop really needs it, and kind of eliminating some of those things. So that's kind of a new exciting area that's happening too, is trying to look at water as this great resource, and how can we infiltrate it into our soil and hold on to it and use it for the crop later. And that's kind of a whole other area that's really growing and expanding across our state.
Well, like you said, soil health is a major thing right now. You can go to programs all over on that, and I think it's a good start. We probably should have been there earlier, but now we're starting to locate it. If somebody has a question or they want to, can they hire a consultant to do that, or they still have to go through the NRCS if they want to move it along?
There is a consultant process, you know, that's available in South Dakota, and that's kind of really up to their choice. So those would be people that they would hire on their own to help collect some of the data. The key thing of it is in that process, the NRCS is still the kind of issues that final wetland determination. So what we do is it kind of helps us speed up the process some by working with someone else to gather that data, and then we can get that out. And the, I guess the positive thing of it is if a producer's not interested in doing that, right now with the progress we've made at reducing the backlog, getting caught up, we're getting those determinations done a lot quicker. So, but that is still an option that's available to that producer if that's the way they're interested in going.
So I guess the bottom line is if before you tile or if you drain anything that's got water in it, check with the NRCS and make sure, and then work with them on maybe options if it is.
I think that's a great take-home message, and I think the other final thing along that same line is if you're seeing a time when you feel like you got too much water, let's talk about ways that maybe we can improve soil health and infiltrate some of that water and hold on to it, and maybe we can make it available for our crop later in July and August when we're going to need it, and maybe that will help us really use a very limited resource in our state well and have it really benefit us as landowners and operators across our state.
Well, and maybe keep some of the nitrogen where you put it.
And that's important because it's sure important part of our operations today, of course, but also really adds to that bottom line, doesn't it?
It sure does. Well, Jeff, no problem. Is there anything else you want to say before we take it done here?
No, I tell you what, Chuck, I really appreciate the opportunity to work with you and talk and get message and information out to producers across our state. So thank you so much for your willingness to help us.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. You have a good day. And that's Jeff Zimprich, who's the NRCS State Conservationist in Huron.